Yo, yo, welcome to my podcast, My Two Cents on Life. I'm your host, Coach James. Through my podcast, I will preach and teach you how to live a happy and healthy, authentic lifestyle through various topics combined with my own life experiences. Yo, y'all, thank y'all for listening to my podcast. Let's get started. Yo, yo, what's going on, y'all? Happy Mind and Body Transformation Tuesday. Hope everybody's doing great out there today. So y'all, I don't know what part of the world that you live in, but I'm in Arizona. I'm in the United States. And it's been really, really, really hot. And I was just sharing with a friend that I don't recall it being this hot ever. And I'm a native from Arizona. And so I've went through the hard summers, the t-shirts they made that I survived 122 degrees. Well, it's feel like it's been 122 degrees every single day, y'all. And so what I was saying is that I don't know what part of the country, what part of you are in the United States, but it's been extremely hot. And if you're dealing with the same heat that I'm dealing with, my heart goes out to you. All right. So hang in there. But anyways, I want to give a shout out to my listeners. Thank you for continuing to listen to me each week. And thank y'all for tuning in to My Two Cents on Life. And if you're new, I want to welcome you. Welcome to the new listeners. My podcast has a new upload every Tuesday. Okay. And that's just a little bit about my uploads. And so, you know, next time you join, you can join next Tuesday. And so, y'all, as we break off into a whole new series, because I posted on my social media page that I'm going to do a broken trust series, and I'm going to do a 3-part series. We're going to have broken trust volume 1, broken trust volume 2, and broken trust volume 3. I'm going to tell you that all 3 episodes are going to be very, very important for you to tune in. So don't miss one. And if you don't catch it on that Tuesday, go back and listen to it a few days after that, because it's all going to play a part in how broken trust plays a big part in our life and the impacts of it and things that we need to do to get better at broken trust. All right. So I want to start off with a quick story. So the story is a little boy. He's 5 years old, 8 years old. And the little boy grows up thinking that his dad didn't love him because his dad wasn't present in his life. And the little boy finally united with his dad. And when they asked the little boy, how did the dad's absence make him feel? He said, it made me feel like my dad didn't love me. It made me feel like I wasn't worthy of love. Now, I was shocked because a little boy of that age has that much in them of emotion to be able to articulate that to a group of adults, right? To share the part of how missing his dad, how the abandonment made him feel. And we deal with that every single day. And this world is continuing to multiply with broken trust. And so that's why it's very important y'all tune in to this episode and to the series, excuse me. And that's why I want to do this series to give back about broken trust. Because we live in a broken world, right? Where there's a lot of broken hearts. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of abandonment. And with those things, it just causes mental health, right? But before I get into too much of that, let's get into today's episode. Again, y'all, this is Broken Trust Volume 1. All right. So let's talk about what is broken trust. Broken trust is just an example I explained about the little boy not having his dad in his life. And then his dad did came in his life. So there were some moments of absentee and there were some moments of abandonment from the little boy. Right. But what is broken trust? Broken trust occurs when someone chooses their needs or wants over a relationship. And I got wants in parentheses because that's such a big thing. It's not even so much of you making a decision, based on your needs. It's mainly of your wants, right? You're deciding to make a decision based on things you want in this world, based on the wants of how you want to feel and based on the things that you want to see. right? And so that's what broken trust is. Broken trust is when someone decides to take their own needs and put them over someone else's need in a relationship, a friendship, a divorce, family ship, whatever you want to call it. Broken trust can be for any scenario, right? And so that's the meaning of it. And what I want to talk about next is the impacts of broken trust, right? I think that when we make decisions in this world, we don't think of the overall impact. We don't think of who it's going to affect. We don't think who's going to get heartbroken. And we might have an idea who it may impact, but I don't think we think about the long-term solution of the impacts. Because if you make a decision based on your needs and your wants, that decision you make comes with consequences, right? And I actually did a podcast on that, y'all, and it was basically called "The Decisions We Make Leads to Consequences." And whether the decision is good, positive, bad, negative, it's going to lead to some sort of type of consequence. And we've got to be ready for that, to deal with that. But what I don't think we do is, like I said a minute ago, is we don't think that of the depths of the impact. And that's what we have to start doing. As I analyze a little bit deeper about the little boy who was missing his dad in his life, if you think about that story about a little boy who doesn't have a father in his life, think about the impacts of that. And that's the world we live in today, where kids are growing up in a broken home. Kids are growing up without one of the parents in their life. And that just causes lifelong impacts. And I'm saying it again, lifelong impacts. It's not just one of those impacts where, okay, I messed up, I wasn't here, now let's fix it. No, this is lifelong impacts. This stays with children, and these children grow up to be teenagers. They grow up to be young adults, and they grow up to be full-blown adults. And now these scenarios they dealt with as a child has followed them their whole life, right? And so the question is that who does broken trust impact? Let's dig into that a little bit. Broken trust impacts kids, as I just uncovered. It impacts families, right? Because we make decisions and it impacts family members. And to give you an example of that, you decide to choose an addiction over your child, right? Now your family members are stuck having to raise your child. And when I say stuck, I don't mean stuck like they wouldn't do it, but I'm saying they have to step up to the plate and be responsible for your child. And so when we talk about who does it impact, it's family. It's a husband, a cheating husband, a cheating wife, a wife that decided to go out and find another addiction other than being addicted to her husband at home, right? It impacts the community. It impacts us at work. And I know the biggest impact that I think we have with broken trust is racism. And you're probably like, James, how are you going to relate this broken trust to racism? Because you have to think, now, broken trust is not just a one-line scenario. It can happen in all cases. And the reason why I tie those two with racism is because you could have trust in a particular race or someone from a particular different culture, and they turn their back on you, right? And that's why I said that racism can be considered broken trust. You have a best friend that's a different race from you, and you hear that person say something that sounds like they're racist. That's broken trust, y'all, because you trusted that person thinking that they was going to love you no matter how you look, no matter how you speak. And then you hear them saying something negative about you. Okay. And that's just an example. I'm not saying I've heard that before, but I'm sure it's happened before, but that's an example. Okay. And so it can impact everyone in this world. Okay. So don't ever think that you are exempt from being impacted by broken trust. It impacts everyone. Okay. Let's talk about the emotions and the feelings that come with broken trust, right? The biggest piece to me is heartbreak. When your heart is broken, it sends you down a long line of how you make decisions in your life, how you live your life, the people you choose to surround yourself with, right? Another emotion that's a big one is it leads to abandonment. And I don't think that we dissect the word abandonment that far, the depth of it, to understand the long line of what abandonment really is. How does it really feel? How does it leave you feeling, right? And what does abandonment pandemic, how does it impact you? Sometimes I hear a lot of stories of, not sometimes, a lot of times, I heard stories where you had an absent father or absent mother, and now you have a child, you have a kid, and then you end up being the absent parents. So you see what I'm saying about the long line of how it impacts us way down the road, right? And the next emotion is anger. Some of us harbor anger because someone in our life broke our trust. We wish bad things on them. We use the word called hate. And that is just so deep when you use the word, I hate somebody. It is really, really deep. Another emotion to me is you become disconnected. And when I say disconnected, not just disconnected from people, but disconnected from your emotions, disconnected from your feelings. I mean, when you disconnect yourself, you walk around feeling numb with no pain, no emotion. You can't even try to understand and fathom what does it feel like for someone to love you because you're so far disconnected, right? And so the last one is that I want to use for emotion and the feeling behind it is dead. And I don't mean death literally, but back to what I said a minute ago about being disconnected. If you're disconnected with feelings, if you're disconnected with people, then you're dead. Because you're walking around basically not feeling anything. And that's like death, y'all. You don't feel nothing. And so you become a state of death. To where feelings doesn't bother you. You don't hold feelings, right? You don't even know how to articulate a feeling because you're in a state of being dead when it comes to emotion, being dead when it comes to living in this world. So when I say death, that's exactly what I mean. I don't mean literally you're dead, but I mean you become dead, like because you shut out your emotions. You shut out people. You shut out your family. You shut out friends. You shut out people at work. And so that's what I mean by that, right? And then another feeling is mental health, right? Mental health is on the rise today. We live in a world where we have a lot more mental health issues. And I'm not just talking about adults. We're talking about kids today that are on medication to deal with mental health, to try to be able to deal with things in this world. Right. And you talk about anxiety. There's a lot of anxieties now. And anxieties can stem from anything. It's just being over anxious all the time. It's like fight or flight mode. Right. And some of us are always in that mode because of things that happen to us, because of broken trust. And so when you talk about emotions and feelings, anxiety is one of them. And then anxiety leads to depression, where we feel like we're on an island all by ourselves. We feel like we're in this little black hole, and no one can save you from that, right? And that hole becomes deeper and deeper and deeper. And when you try to put your arm out to reach for help, you're so far down in depression, no one can help you, right? And so those are all the emotions and the feelings that comes along with broken trust. Broken trust is a cycle, y'all. It continues to plague us in this world. And the thing that's sad about it is that, you know, we question ourselves, what type of world do we live in today? Why is this happening? Why is that happening? I can't believe this took place. Well, we are living in this world, and we are in creation of the way and the direction that the world is going in. And just think about, stop and think really, what impacts have you made to breaking someone's heart? Because I feel like this, you had your heart broken probably more than likely, and you broke somebody else's heart. And then it becomes a cycle. You broke their heart, they break your heart. You break their heart, they break your heart. And it becomes a cycle. And it's not just saying you, I'm just saying just a recycling piece of how the world has become, how we break people's heart, right? And so we have to really, really be careful about how we carry ourselves, about the decisions that we make. How do we break someone's trust, right? Just a little bit about what researchers have indicated. They have indicated that broken homes have a greater impact on females than male delinquents. And I know some of y'all are probably like, wait, how is that possible? That's very possible, because if you think about it, women carry children. Right. And women's emotions and their stress levels are transformed to the baby through the umbilical cord. Right? Have you, perfect example. Have you ever seen a baby that was a newborn baby or a baby that was a couple months old, and that baby just seems stressed all the time? They just don't smile. They're just never happy. Yes, y'all, that is a scenario of how broken trust has a higher impact on females because of the fact that they carry the baby. Right. Now, I'm not saying that's always the case, but that is the case. And so when you ask that question, how does it impact women more? That's the reason why. And I feel like women are more emotional. They're emotional creatures. And so their emotions is usually going to be three times as high as the males, because men, we just look at shit and just, we just sweep it underneath the rug. We don't even deal with it. But women deal with emotions every single day. And then when they're on their monthly cycle, their emotions are even a little bit more out of control for them, that they can't handle those, right? Because now you got your regular emotion on top of the emotion you're dealing with from being on your normal cycle. And so it just makes it more tougher on women. So women, my heart goes out to y'all, and I definitely understand how broken trust impacts y'all a lot more. Women are lovable creatures. Men, just so you know, that women are lovable creatures, and some of us have taken advantage of that. Okay, now this is not a I'm bashing male session. I'm just pointing out as to why researchers have indicated that women have a higher rate of influence stuff of broken trust, coming from broken home. Just is a word I should use, right? Because of that reason, right? And let's talk about what broken trust leads to. Broken trust leads to broken homes. My example I used in the beginning about the little boy, not having his dad in his life, and his dad kind of abandoning him for the first 9 years of his life. That's a broken home. That's a minus a father, right? And today we got minus fathers, minus moms. We got some kids out there who lives with grandparents, who lives with aunts, who lives with uncles, because their mom and their dad has abandoned them. Or one of them is no longer with us because they passed away, right? Now, I wouldn't consider it to be abandonment if someone passed away, but if for a little kid that doesn't have a parent in their life, that's definitely a struggle for them, right? Broken homes leads to broken hearts. Yeah, broken hearts. And broken hearts really, really hurt. I've had my heart broken a couple times. It feels like a tragedy, right? Broken trust is a tragedy to some of us, because the pain is so deep down in the heart, it's so deep down in the soul, to where it feels tragic to us, and we just can't get over that. You know what I mean? But broken heart leads to addiction. I just talked about that a little bit, about the addiction part. But y'all, don't get it twisted and think when I say broken homes leads to addiction, I don't just mean drugs and alcohol. You have people who are addicted to shopping. Right? That's an addiction. You have people who are addicted to gambling. That's an addiction. You have people who are addicted to pornography. That's an addiction. So no matter how you look at it, broken trust leads to different avenues of broken homes, broken hearts, broken trust, and it leads to addiction, and then so on, right? But addiction leads to mental health issues. I just got through talking about how anxiety and depression is on the rise. Well, that's one of the reasons why, because addiction, you get addicted to something. And when you're addicted, your mind wants it. Your mind has to have it to be able to function daily, right? And then when your mind is not getting what it needs to be able to function, and then your mind goes to a fight or flight mode. And now you're so anxious. Now you're full of anxiety. You're full of depression. And so don't ever think that our only addiction is just drugs and alcohol, y'all, because there's way more addictions than that. And I only named a handful of them, but there's several other addictions out there that some of y'all have, that I've struggled with myself, that can lead down the path of broken trust to people in their life. Okay. But back to what I was saying, mental health leads to death. And when I say death, yes, I'm talking about literally death now, right? Because all these things lead up to one thing in your life, to the next thing, to the next thing, to the next thing, and then end up killing you, Right? When people die of drug overdoses and too much alcohol poison and all that, that led from somewhere down the line. People just don't wake up every day and say, "Hey, I want to be an alcoholic. Hey, I want to be addicted to methamphetamines, right? I want to indulge in crack cocaine every day, all day." No. In my opinion, in my experience of people who dealt with addiction, it is something that happened to them down the road that has caused them to find an addiction to cope with the pain, to cope with the heartbreak, to cope with the abandonment. Y'all see where I'm going with that? So it's not just one thing, it's several things that leads people down the path and they spiral out of control. And that's why we've got to get better at being a person of understanding emotions so we don't continue the cycle of broken trust, broken hearts, broken homes, addiction, mental health issues, and all that, right? But that's you holding yourself accountable, saying, "Hey, I can't make this decision because if I do this, this is going to break someone's trust and it's going to be a long line of heartache." We really need to think about that, right? And so what I want to say, y'all, is that I said it a minute ago, but I'm going to bring it back up because I'm going to talk a little bit more deeper and go a little bit more context about this, is that y'all see the cycle. Y'all see the world we live in today? And we question why minors are killing minors. We question why little kids are taking guns to school and killing teachers and kids. Now, is there an excuse for it? Hell no. I'm not agreeing with that. I'm not saying it's acceptable. But what I am saying is that these kids have had their heart broken. Their heart's been stepped on, it's been trampled on. And because that happened, they don't see no way out but to inflict pain on others. They want others to feel the pain that they feel. They want others to know how deep their pain is. And so when they do that, they take and they turn tragedy into more tragedy. And this is the world we've created, y'all. So when you really question why is the world this way, look at how you played a part in this. Look at the key role you played, right? In my experience of dealing with people who's been heartbroken before, who's dealt with broken trust, these are all the symptoms. And then this is what it ends up being at the end of the road when they don't seek help from anyone, when no one doesn't try to lend them a helping hand, when someone can't help them understand and try to circumvent their emotions. This is the world that we have created. And so we have to start doing better at helping people trying to circumvent their emotions and trying to understand what they need to get better. Can people get better from broken trust? Yes. Can people make improvements from broken trust? Yes. But it takes a whole community to do that. It takes love from us, y'all. Not hate, love. Hate is where we get. It is where broken trust comes from. Like I said a minute ago, anger leads to hate. It leads to being disconnected. And when you become disconnected, you start to hurt people around you. And then you start to want to hurt several peoples. And then you start being someone of mass destruction to try to make several hundreds of people hurt. And there is nothing that I wish myself for the world is that we can lean on loving each other, caring for each other, building each other up. This is really what My Two Cents on Life, the podcast, is all about, is to help build those who are broken up. And those who are not broken, yes, we still need this. We still need something daily to keep us going, to keep us positive, to keep us outgoing, to keep us from feeling unbroken. Because like I said earlier, everybody's been broken somewhere down the line. But we've all had our own strategy of coping mechanisms of how to feel unbroken. What did you do? How do you feel unbroken and why? And I was just thinking about that the other day. I was thinking that what I want to do with My Two Cents on Life, this show, is that going forward in the future, I don't want to put a date on it, y'all, because it's going to take me some time to put this idea together and make it work. Because y'all know me, I'm not going to just throw an idea out there and put it together and it's sloppy. I'm going to make it work for everybody. But my idea is to bring in people on my podcast who have dealt with some type of childhood trauma, some heartaches, and some pain, that they've dealt with, and to talk to them about the pain and how did it resonate with them, and what was their coping strategy for getting over the pain? How did they deal with it? What was their method of recovery? Because that's going to be very important for some of y'all that's out there right now. Some of y'all have dealt with a lot of childhood trauma, some things that have just left you broken, and you still feel broken today. And because no one has shared a story that's similar to yours, you don't feel like you can be unbroken. You don't feel like that there's any hope for you. And so my 2 cents on life, the podcast, I want to bring on people who's been broken before and they're better now. They're living a happy and a healthy lifestyle. And I want them to talk to some of y'all about the issues they struggle with. And again, what was their coping mechanism and what was their recovery strategy to give some of y'all some hope to know that there is help for y'all. All right. I also have my health and wellness packages. If you're interested in that, hit me up, y'all, because my health and wellness packages help you with the mindset. They help you with the physical part. They help change your nutrition. And we all know when you change your nutrition, great things happen for you, right? Minus the results of losing weight, adding muscle, whatever that goal is, great nutrition do way more than just that. So if y'all are ready to take a stand, y'all ready to change your life today, y'all ready to have a different mindset, send me a DM, send me a message, and I will get you started on one of my health and wellness packages, and we'll talk about how they can benefit you and try to figure out what you got going on and what you need my assistance with, all right? So how can you follow me? Easy. I'm on Instagram, y'all. I'm at 40 and Fit Life Coach, and that's James Watkins. Or you can email me, all lowercase, JEWATKI1 at gmail.com. All right, y'all. And if you don't get that, if you go to the podcast, wherever you listen at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Amazon Music, if you click on the info icon of my podcast, I got my email address right there or my Instagram information so you can go follow me and then send me a message. All right, y'all. I'm going to pray real quick and I'm going to get us out of here. Father God, thank you for today. Father God, we pray for those who've had broken trust in their life. We pray for those this morning that feel abandoned. We pray for those who are dealing with heartbreak. We pray for those who feel disconnected. And we pray for those who are dealing with anxiety and depression because of broken trust, God. We pray you heal their heart. We pray you give them comfort. And we pray you bless them with the mind of peace, Jesus. We pray you continue to give us 2 cents on life, and we pray you continue to give Coach James the knowledge and the wisdom to speak to his listeners and be able to relate to them. And I ask these things all in your son's precious name. Amen and amen. All right, y'all, stay tuned for value number 2 of Broken Trust. It's going to be out the following Tuesday. As I always say, y'all, practice self-care. And that's my 2 cents on y'all. Peace. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Have a wonderful day. God bless. And I love y'all. Peace.